Chapter 2. Hillbillies like to add their own twist to many words. We call minnows minners and crayfish crawdads. Hollow is defined as a valley or basin, but I've never said the word hollow unless I've had to explain to a friend what I mean when I say holler. Other people have all kinds of names for their grandparents: grandpa, nana, pop-pop, granny, and so on. Yet I've never heard anyone say mamaw or papaw outside of our community. These names belong only to hillbilly grandparents. My grandparents, Mamaw and Papaw, were, without question or qualification, the best things that ever happened to me. They spent the last two decades of their lives showing me the value of love and stability and teaching me the life lessons that most people learn from their parents. Both did their part to ensure that I had the self-confidence and the right opportunities to get a fair shot at the American dream. But I doubt that, as children, Jim Vance and Bonnie Blanton ever expected much out of their own lives. How could they? Appalachian hills and single-room K-12 schoolhouses don't tend to foster big dreams. We don't know much about Papaw's early years, and I doubt that will ever change. We do know that he was something of hillbilly royalty. Papaw's distant cousin, also Jim Vance, married into the Hatfield family and joined a group of former Confederate soldiers and sympathizers called the Wildcats. When Cousin Jim murdered former Union soldier Asa Harmon McCoy, he kicked off one of the most famous family feuds in American history. Papaw was born James Lee Vance in 1929, his middle name a tribute to his father, Lee Vance. Lee died just a few months after Papaw's birth, so Papaw's overwhelmed mother, Goldie, sent him to live with her father, Pap Talby, a strict man with a small timber business. Though Goldie sent money occasionally, she rarely visited her young son. Papaw would live with Talby in Jackson, Kentucky for the first 17 years of his life. Pap Talby had a tiny two-room house just a few hundred yards from the Blantons, Blaine and Hattie, and their eight children. Hattie felt sorry for the young motherless boy and became a surrogate mother to my grandfather. Jim soon became an extra member of the family. He spent most of his free time running around with the Blanton boys, and he ate most of his meals in Hattie's kitchen. It was only natural that he'd eventually marry her oldest daughter. Jim married into a rowdy crew. The Blantons were a famous group in Breathitt, and they had a feuding history nearly as illustrious as Papaw's. Mamaw's great-grandfather had been elected county judge at the beginning of the 20th century.